Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. California's insurance commissioner says the state is not seeing an exodus of home insurers, despite Giants, State Farm, and Allstate's decision not to sell new policies here. Ricardo Lara spoke on KQED's forum today.
This is nothing new. We've seen companies, you know, hit the pause button and wait to assess.
Says his department is working with companies on how they measure risk given the rapidly changing climate. He says homeowners should get credit for hardening their homes to wildfires and mitigating risk.
We need to build better and we need to rebuild better. We need to be safer. We need safer communities that could withstand these extreme wildfires. And we have to retool our market. So insurance companies charge the price that is justified, fair, and people have more choices.
Lara says 115 companies are still writing new homeowners policies in California. Organizers who campaign for an Oakland measure that gives voters $100 to donate to candidates say that Mayor Sheng Tao's budget proposal eliminates funding for the program. The Democracy Dollars measure is meant to enable a broader range of Oaklanders to support their preferred candidates. Liz Suk is the executive director of Oakland Rising.
If we don't have programs that really look at good governance in our city, we'll be continually faced with the same prioritization that moves us away from community services that build safer communities for our people.
Organizers are asking the City Council to fund Democracy Dollars in 2024 through a scaled-back pilot program. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.